Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. All right. You're like, easy, where's the music? I don't have any today. The battery died on the iPad, and I didn't want to charge it, you know? I mean, well, I plugged it in, but it's just looking at me, and it says, hey. Oh, my God. I just got done being yelled at and mercilessly brutalized. This is the most ridiculous conversation I think that has ever taken place. You know how oftentimes you might hear about a husband who's laying around and he's a couch potato and he doesn't do anything, and then his old lady's sitting there yelling at him because he's just being a lazy bum, maybe drinking a little too much. One of those things. So I'm around here at the house, and Doug over at Bosco's, he says, EZ, can you work at all this week? And I looked at my schedule, and I'm available Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that I work all those days. He just is like, EZ, can you work? And I said, yeah, absolutely. So I put in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. If you need me after that, I'm gone. I'm going on a trip up north, which is going to affect podcasting. So, Pooh Bear is homesick today. She's under the weather. And she hears me telling Doug, like, doing voice to text, hey, I'm available these days. And so, immediately, she gets extremely aggressive and angry with me over the fact that I'd like to go to work for the next few days. And we got fucking shit to do around the house. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what? You don't have to chase that dollar. What the fuck are you talking about? I mean, so that doesn't, first of all, that doesn't mean that I'm working Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So it was way a bummer. And it was, in fact, I'm going to make an attempt to bring her in here to discuss this exact thing with you. Bruce is trying to get in the room now. I mean, it was way annoying. Bruce, I'll get you in a second. It's put me in a foul mood, to be sure. And I don't know why. Check.
Hello?
Yeah, this is your husband. Hello? This is your husband.
Yeah.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
What are you doing right now?
Folding laundry.
So what was with all the aggression there? What was that all about?
You made me upset.
Why? Specifics.
Because you offer to work every single day before we go up north, which gives us, and I'm including myself in this, zero time to do anything around the house. And things just keep piling up around him. And it gets to you after a while.
So what you're suggesting there is that you snapped.
Yes. Because that happens sometimes.
So it's excusable?
Yes.
It's okay. It's okay that you snapped at me and spoke poorly to me.
Well, no, and I apologize for that. But on the other hand, like I said, sometimes things pile up and pile up, and sometimes I get frustrated looking at a nice house that looks like it's could be condemned.
Oh, really? So what's on your big list of things to do that if I wasn't working for 3 hours at baking French fries, I'd be able to accomplish?
Let's see. The shower is gross. the garage, the laundry room, the pool shed that has been like that for 3 years.
Oh, so so you're going deep on things. These are all things that you would like done before we, because there's going to be people.
I'm not saying I want them done before we go up north this weekend. I'm just saying we can start working on these things that have been piling up for years, and it starts to get frustrating sometimes.
Yeah, I got
That's
you.
All. So, and I'm not saying it's all your fault. I mean, I'm part of the
sure
problem.
Oh, it sure felt like it. It sure felt like it. Sure
and I just said
like
I'm
it.
Part of the problem, too.
It but, sure as hell felt like it.
Okay, well, like I said I was sorry. I didn't mean to snap, but I was just frustrated for a minute.
So Doug said, hey, well, Eric, I only need you Monday for sure.
Yeah,
and so I don't know what else his other plan is. So maybe he will, maybe he won't. But this is a ridiculous thing to get annoyed with. You know,
for you, it's a ridiculous thing to get annoyed with. But
when I sit around and I clean the pool or I mow the lawn, and I do all the chores and try to make our houses look as nice as possible, take care of all the financials, take care of all these other logistical things around this household, that I don't ask anybody to help me on that. That doesn't count.
No, I didn't say that didn't count at all. And I have told you how much I appreciate that many times. I'm just saying, do you ever get frustrated with the way your house looks and how that things don't get done when in a timely manner? You don't, that doesn't ever frustrate
well,
you.
Well, okay. But the thing is, there's no deadline here. And if you think that you're different than everyone else in the entire neighborhood, you're mistaken. Everybody has lists of things to do. If I had everything done.
Oh, absolutely.
Done, okay. Well,
absolutely.
Great. I'm
absolutely.
Sorry.
Absolutely. They
I'm
have trying lists. To. Listen, I'm saying absolutely. I understand that. Everybody has lists of things to do. Household chores are never ending, but with our household chores, there's some things that have been going on for years.
Okay.
That have not been touched.
Okay. Yes. But you know what else is going on? Building a business, taking care of your brother, taking care of as many things as I possibly can, all trying to fit into one schedule. And I prioritize. Occasionally something like the pool shed might fall through the cracks because it's a goddamn pool shed. Who cares?
Well,
it's about prioritizing, and I take care of the important things that need to be done so that we can live an appropriate a life the way we like to live. And that's the end of it. I mean, it isn't like, and I have never, you can never, ever, ever accuse me of ever doing, being lazy in any way. I am constantly, I don't watch TV, I don't read, I don't drink, I didn't do anything. All I do is work, work, work. So
I never accused you of those things.
Well, for the fact that you would cause me any degree of stress over this is silly. It is absolutely silly. And, you know, no offense, but you've got hands, too.
Again, that's what I said. I'm part of the problem. Did you not hear me say that?
I didn't. I'm not throwing anybody under the bus. I don't care if anybody throws anyone under the bus, because to me, this isn't something to be fighting over. This is stupid.
Okay.
I do what I can when I can. I do the very, very best that I can, trying to make as many people as possible happy. And I'm trying. I'm working my ass off.
Yeah. Okay.
Corey writes, fuck, I love fights. Chris says this is uncomfortable. Stevie says this is so awkward. Maureen says this is extremely awkward. Everybody thinks this is terrible.
Okay, well, then maybe we should hang up.
You need to apologize and say I was wrong.
I did say I was sorry.
And say I'm wrong and go back.
I didn't say I'm wrong because I have a right to be frustrated.
No, you don't. You really don't.
Yes, I do. That's my feelings. Okay, I love you.
Love you too.
Go be fun now. Don't make people feel awkward.
I can't believe any of these losers would say that they feel awkward. This is fucking wonderful.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry
that I wanted to go to work.
It's okay.
Yeah, I'm such an asshole.
I know you are. You're not an asshole. You're a, you know, that other word I like to use.
All right. Yeah.
Okay, honey.
Okay, I'll go ahead and finish up my work day and then go to work.
Okay. You do know that's what I usually do too.
And I have no complaints of it.
I happen to be sick today, but I go on Mondays and Wednesdays. I go from school to the Y. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I go and help my friend take care of her.
Yes, exactly.
Special needs son.
And do I say to you, you're doing too much of that stuff. You should get over here and do some laundry. Do I do that?
No.
Do I ever say, oh, yeah, hey, man, you're slacking around here. Why don't you go and scrub the floor? No. Never.
No, you do not. But the difference with that is you typically don't really care what our house looks like.
That's ridiculous and a horrible thing to say. And 100%. And not true. I don't care. That is one of the. I have pride. Are you kidding? I have pride, Danny.
No, I know. But what I mean is, you're not a girl, so you don't worry about the more things that.
Whoa! Are you suggesting boys don't?
You don't worry as much about the cosmetic things as I do.
That's not true. And I would never just say that you don't think about this and you don't think about that. I would expect the same type of consideration from you. I absolutely care about the way my home looks, and I feel good when things are put away appropriately. But I'm also, like I said, I prioritize. And right now, there is just a million things going on. We are like, you are not alone. Every family in America does this.
Yeah.
Every
okay,
family.
Well, you're going to be fun now. I got to go finish my laundry and then lay down because I don't feel good.
Okay, well, for someone who doesn't feel good, you sure have a lot of energy to pick a fight with your husband over dumb shit.
Yeah.
Ryan says she's suggesting, Eric, that you don't understand women. And I've heard you say, Eric, many times, no one understands women more than EZ. You see, I know what's up.
Okay, well, that's good. Okay, conversation is ending now. I love you. I'm sorry I got upset at you, and I'm sorry that I upset you.
Okay.
If you were
huh? What? What was that last? I said okay. What was that last thing you were going to say? It was probably an asterisk at the end of it.
No, I was going to say I love you.
Uh-huh. I love
bye.
You, too. Okay, bye.
Okay, see you, bye.
What a crock of shit that was. I did not see that coming. Honestly, I was minding my own business, enjoying the day. And all I did, hey, Doug, yeah, I'm available Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And then I hear, no, you're not. And I'm like, what? Excuse me? What's going on? What are you doing? I mean, I could see if I was like, yeah, okay, guys, yeah, you want to go fishing? All right, let's go fishing on Monday. I'll get 3 cases of Natural Light. We'll fish all day. And then on Tuesday, we're going to puke, go golfing, and drink. They'd probably snort some coke off hooker's titties. And then on Wednesday, it's bowling night, man. So let's do some pre-gaming at fucking 1 p.m. It's ridiculous. Joe Martinez refers to Pooh Bear as a pinche pendejo. Jeremy says, I work 14 to 16 hours a day, 5 days a week, live alone. I completely understand you, EZ. Some things get prioritized and some fall by the wayside. Shit's tough. Exactly. You know, I may give off the illusion that doing this fucking show is like, hey, whatever, you know, it's just, I just do it and it works just fine. No, it takes a lot of fucking work. And in order for us to live, you know, honestly, if you're going to go around and buy fucking motorhomes, you better be looking to earn money every chance you can. So, yeah, it's a fucking fry cook job. But the couple $100 a week that I earn from there, that goes a long fucking way. Cole says, your problem was minding our business, enjoying the day. Wives can't stand that. Corey says, I bet Freebird doesn't put up with this disrespect from his woman. Shit. Rich says, when was the last time she cleaned out the NFK's asshole? Easy does it and doesn't bitch about it. Yeah, exactly. It's all about prioritizing. And there are actually windows of opportunity to do my housework, to do my chores. It just so happens I wasn't about to tell her that. To do all these things. Nick says, you guys should try the sex every day for a year challenge. That would fix everything. No, it just wouldn't work. So, all right, that's that. I would like to think that the rationality that I had on display for that has had me surging to victory at the finish line. I would like to think the more that I spoke in that discussion, the more I was looking like a true champion. You know, I am typically a yes, dear, but I mean, come on now. If I was some type of slacker, I could see it. But I'm not. I'm a goddamn champion. So at 11 a.m., I've got the staff meeting. Hang on a second. Let me let Bruce in. He's banging at the door. Funny, it wasn't Bruce, it was Darla. Chris says, come on, baby, it was a fight for the show. The fuck it was for the show. I was annoyed with that. Hey, honey, how are you, Darla? So we've got our big staff meeting at 11. Now, on Thursday of this week, that is going to be the end of the podcast week. I am trying to make preparations to travel for the long Labor Day weekend. So Friday to Monday, I'll be up north. Fresh show on Tuesday. While I'm gone, Friday and Monday on Patreon, I will have something to listen to while I'm away. Friday is March 23rd, 2010's show. Monday, Labor Day, is March 24th, 2010 show. Featuring an interview with EZ and Joe Rogan. When did Joe Rogan start his podcast? Let me ask that here on the big internet machine. Okay. December 24th, 2009, Joe Rogan started his podcast. So that means that March 24th, 2010, when we interviewed him, which you'll hear on Something to Listen to While I'm Away on Monday's Patreon show, that will be 3 months into the Joe Rogan Experience. I'm anxious in that interview what he says about it. He might promote it. He might not. I don't know. I don't listen to those shows, but I do post them for you to enjoy. On the free platform, I'll be posting old Patreon episodes so that you will also have something to listen to. It is officially on the free platform known as Not the Best of the Eric Zane Show podcast. So I'll have something there for you on Friday and Monday. Today, when I was doing the Insane Asylum on Q100, I got a phone call from a guy who in radio is known as Finster. In Traverse City, Michigan, about 50 miles to the east, there is a morning show that goes by the name of Omelet and Finster. A little bit of background, they were on in Traverse City for a lot of years. Finster left. Omelets stayed at the station. Now Finster is back. So it's Omelet and Finster on KLT. Finster, for a period of time, did morning drive on the station that I'm on now. Finster did it, and it didn't work out. And then he left. He was actually fired. I guess there was a period of time that he was starting to lose it. And he said some things he shouldn't say on the radio. So my bosses, the Coins, fired him. So I don't think there's any love lost there. Now, the guy has a voice that sounds a lot like, if you remember the character George McFly from Back to the Future. That's what he sounds like. His voice sounds like that. And it's hard to listen to. It takes a long time to get used to it. The problem with it is one of the most easily distinguished voices. Like, as soon as you hear it, you know it's him. And so he calls me today when I'm on the air, and he's going to fuck with me. It's Q100. Hello. And as soon as he says the of hi, I know it's him. And I had just finished reading JC's question of the day, which was, it's National Dog Day. I know. It's National Dog Day. How many of you have dogs named after rock stars? So I mentioned Bruce. So that was it. I get a phone call. And it's Finster. Yeah, hey, man. Can you play Who Let the Dogs Out for JC? And I'm like, and I know it's him. I go, oh, my God. Yeah, that's a great song. I bet JC will love that. Okay, thanks, man. Tell JC I said hi. And I'm like, now, I don't know if I'm on his air or anything. And so then I go, oh, yeah, okay, great. Yeah, man, hey, thanks for calling. I really appreciate you, blah, 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 blah. This goes on for about 10, 15 more seconds. And finally he goes, okay, goodbye. I go, all right, Finster, good call. Or I can't even talk. All right, Finster, thanks for calling. And then he's like, I think he thought that he was going to get away with me not knowing who he was. Like, what a fucking idiot. And then you could tell that knocked him off his feet a little bit. So then he chuckles and hangs up. So it was just so dumb. We don't even really, well, here's the thing about Q100. Q100 is in Grayling, the middle of nowhere Grayling. But we kind of compete with them, but not really. The only thing we compete with them for is dollars and cents. Q100 doesn't get ratings. We don't care about ratings. We care about money. And so in that way, we compete with them, but not like old school radio war. That so does not happen anymore. Nobody gives a shit about radio wars. Which, by the way, I guess iHeart just had another round of reduction in staff. And I didn't even know about this. But they did a whole bunch of firing again, and I didn't get fired. I have now been there. This is my second go-around with iHeart for over 3 years. I'm like, holy shit, because I got an email recently. It said, hey, happy 3 years, EZ. I'm like, what the fuck? They like send you an automated. Hey, you are a valued employee. 3 years with IHARD. Good job. So I'm like, hey, whatever. Catch me 7 days a week on Big 101.3. My God. Chris says you just jinxed it. Ryan says, did Kevin Richards get the IHEART axe? Yeah, I guess so. I was reading that. Maze and Blue says that my impression of Finster sounds a lot like RFK Jr. Oh, God, that guy's painful to listen to. Okay, I've got a workplace staff meeting. Before I go, though, Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. X brought to you by Blue Frost IT. Look at Darla. Just adorable. When we come back, I've got a lot more to get into, including the ostrich incident. I was going to take care of it here, but I had to address this Pooh Bear fight. Which a lot of you are saying that I've lost my Pooh Bear points. But no, I don't think so. Because I didn't lose my shit. Typically, if I freak out, I'll call her something like a piece of shit or something like that. I know you're like, what? Yeah, I know. When we fight, it sometimes gets pretty heated. But there was none of that. There was none of that. I was a goddamn... I fought like a goddamn champion today. No low blows. None. Hofus says RFK Jr. is a waste of shit. I have an RFK Jr. story again. This is his third brush with animals. Before we continue, though, I want to remind you to call upon EstateWise. Estate-wise.com. My pal Zach Marco is the attorney of record with EstateWise. If you don't have your estate all planned out as to what you would like to happen when you inevitably leave this earth, your loved ones are going to have to deal with probate. Perhaps you have a rankled family member that's like, wait a minute, I'm going to contest this. Impossible to contest if you have your trust and your will and your estate set up with EstateWise. Reach out to Zach at EstateWise today. There's so many more details to this that I have to get to that are just so important. Zach wants to make sure that everything you have to protect your family is in place. Estate planning can ensure that your children, your spouse, or other dependents are financially secure. Okay? Avoid probate. A well-crafted estate plan is going to help you avoid the time-consuming and costly probate process. The family's going to have to do that when you're gone. Do them this favor. Get it all in line right now. All it's going to do is take one phone call to Zach at EstateWise to get that ball rolling, and then boom, you are all set. This will allow for a smoother transition of assets and provides for privacy. Now, you might think, I don't have anything. I've got bullshit. You've got something. And it needs to be determined as to where it goes and how it gets there. The difference between a will and a trust is long. Just reach out to Zach, 616-540-7544, and say hi. 616-540-7544. I'll be back in a little bit. And we'll talk more. This is, I got to go to the workplace staff meeting, so stand by. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.